Welcome to the Fit Life with MJ podcast, where you'll learn how to become the most unstoppable, healthy, fit, and confident version of yourself your way. Listen in as I drop weekly real and raw solo episodes and interviews with industry professionals covering all things fitness, mindset, and personal development to inspire and teach you how to get results and level up on your terms. I'm your host, MJ, certified personal trainer, nutrition, mindset, and personal development coach. I cannot wait to share today's episode with you. So let's get into it. Hello, my lovelies. Welcome back to the Fit Life with MJ podcast. I am so excited to have you back with me. If you have seen the title of this episode and selected it, you will know that we are talking specifically today about a very random, what could seem like a very random topic, how your ego is preventing you from reaching your goals. Like, what? How are those two even aligned, right? If you are just listening straight through and this episode has come up and you don't know what the title is, that is what we're talking about. A very unique mindset issue that holds so many girls back from reaching their goals, but they don't even realize that that's what the problem is because no one's really pointing it out. There are so many different things that can go on in our brains and in our mindsets that can hold us back from reaching our fitness goals. Ego is just one of them. So I want to use this episode to break it down for you and help you understand how to stop that from happening so that you can just become that effortlessly fit girl that you're trying so hard to be without the sabotage, the falling off the wagon, and the constant restarts. I see this be an issue for so many girls, which is why I wanted to do a podcast episode on it because it... How many times, like think about it, how many times have you said, yeah, all I've got to do is just start and not stop? I've just got to stop self-sabotaging. I've just got to focus. I've just got to stay committed. But no matter what happens, you just keep falling off. You just cannot stay consistent long enough to actually reach your goals and turn it into a lifestyle. Because the girls I see this happening to, they don't realize how their ego is actually having a huge part in this. And once you realize that that's happening and how to stop it, it doesn't become an issue anymore. So this one is for my girls who struggle time and time again to actually stay consistent. You're always starting the program, starting the health kicks, whatever it is. You're starting, you're like, right, this time is it. Like you are just ready to reach your goals and have it, have what you want. But you just can't get there and you just don't know why. So this one is for you. Grab a pen and paper and strap in, kids. This one's going to be fun. All right. Firstly, let's break down, you know, why ego? Why is the ego attached to your fitness goals? Well, we actually have to look at what the ego actually is first. So society has made us believe that the ego is, you know, the big show pony, show off people who think they're better than everyone else. Like that's the ego, you know, you've got to be this big over the top person that's got a big ego. That's what the ego is and that's it. But no, the ego, that's a big ego, yes. Very big ego, but the ego is actually your identity and concept of self. And we're going to dive into that and what that means and why that's holding you back from reaching your fitness goals. So firstly, I want you to do something for me. Physically or just mentally, if you're like out on a walk and it's going to look weird if you put your hand up, put your hand up if you don't think you have a big ego. If you don't identify as someone who has a big ego, put your hand up physically or mentally. Keep your hand up if you are also someone who consistently struggles to stay consistent. If you consistently fall off the wagon, like every time you start a fitness program, you can just never keep up with it. Like I'm going to go into the finer details of what those little mental excuses that are that come up, but something like as innocent as I'm just so busy, like I'll do it when life's not as hectic, or oh, life's just too busy with kids in primary school right now. I can't do their lunches and my meal prep. Like I'm just going to wait. It's all too hard. And you just fall off the wagon. Things like that. If you are that kind of person or something like work's just too busy, life's too stressful right now, whatever it is. If you struggle to stay consistent and you don't think you have a big ego, keep your hand up because this is where it's going to start turning around for you because guess what? If you don't identify as you as having a big ego, but you are also seriously struggling to reach your fitness goals because you can't stay consistent, Your ego is a much bigger part of your life than what you actually think it is. You don't have to be a show-off to have a strong ego that is trying to keep you exactly where you are. So let's dive into that. Now, I've broken it down really into sort of three different categories of how your ego is going to affect you. Now, your ego, I want to first explain how your ego is actually your concept of self and why it's there, like what it's doing. Like essentially, your identity and your concept of self is how you see yourself and how you fit in to society. It's a collection of your preferences, things you don't like, your daily habits and routines, the way that you move, the way you do things, essentially your personality. What you would call your personality is actually your ego. And the reason it exists is to keep us safe. From an evolutionary standpoint, our brains just want to feel safe. And they do that by making sure that we stay as part of the tribe. Because if you got kicked out of the tribe back in caveman days, back in evolutionary days where our brains still are at that level, that's why we're so scared of being outcast. Because back in those days, if you were an outcast, you're left for dead. You, like, one of you cannot battle a lion, 50 of you sure. So it's definitely much safer in the tribe. Your brain is going to do whatever it can to make sure you stay as a fit in society. And for you to know how you fit in, you have to know who you are. That's why we have this ego or concept of self, so that we know who we are and where we fit into society, which is why you'll find a lot of people who don't have that concept of self and struggle with a lot of self-doubt. They'll actually feel quite anxious of being an outcast because their brain is panicking, thinking that they're being outcast from the tribe, if that makes sense. So that's how the concept of self, concept of identity, keeps us safe. That's why it's important. And that's basically what your ego is. Your ego is the thing that steps in to keep you in line with all of that. So your identity is what you do, what you like, what you don't like, who you are. Your ego is like the walls of that comfort zone. As soon as you get close to that wall, the ego goes, get back in there, do what's safe and do what's known. If you step outside that comfort zone, you might become an outcast. Cool? That's what the ego does. So the ego keeps the sense of self in that circle, in that comfort zone, right? So think of your comfort zone as having the ego as a circle around the outside, the wall, and your sense of self and identity is everything in the middle. Cool? But guess what? I'm going to drop a little tip here before I even get to this point. Your comfort zone can expand. And we're going to dive into that. Cool? So we've already covered my first point about the thing with ego is that it's got a bad rap. So let's talk about how exactly your ego is holding you back in terms of your fitness, because it does have this bad rap. I don't want you to just think, well, I don't have a bad ego. I don't have a big ego, so this doesn't apply to me. It absolutely does. So this is the first point I want to make. Everyone has an ego because everyone has a comfort zone, and that comfort zone has a boundary. And your ego is that boundary. So firstly, I want you to eliminate any thought in your mind that you don't have an ego that's keeping you safe, because you absolutely do. Now, let's think about what has actually gone into creating your sense of self. Years. Everyone who's listening to this podcast right now is anything from late teens all the way up to, you know, 60s. I've got ladies who listen to this podcast who I know are in their 60s. A massive age range here. But regardless, and the older you get, the longer you've had at it. But you've been spending your whole life formulating and ingraining these beliefs about yourself, about life, about everything to do with life, health. Your habits have been ingrained. Everything that you do in your daily life has been so deeply ingrained over the course of your life that is now your identity and how you know yourself, and that is now what's in the comfort zone that the ego surrounds to keep in. Cool? It's years of habits. Years of habits, activities, things that you've been doing, the way that you go about life, the foods you eat, you know, whether you have breakfast, whether you go to the gym and exercise, the daily routines and habits and actions you take in the course of your day, all of those habits. And then the third thing is the mindsets and internal belief systems that you have created. So the way that you were brought up, what upbringing did you have? Did you have an upbringing where you were in close connection with healthy activities? Did your parents keep healthy and active, or were you fed a lot of junk food and not encouraged to exercise as a kid? Did you see someone get sick who was healthy to start with, like a fit person get sick and die, which made you believe that being healthy is actually a bad thing? Have you had anything happen in your life where, you know, you've formulated these certain beliefs about yourself, about whether it's self-doubt, anything to do with your beliefs about yourself, about life, about health, anything at all, have been formulated over the years of your life? If anything has made you feel not good enough, if anything has made you feel unworthy, if anything has made you feel unsafe for getting healthy or for changing your habits, maybe you're scared that the people you hang out with are going to disown you if you start becoming a healthy person and living a different lifestyle. All of these fears come in because guess what? The beliefs and the habits that you've created over the entire course of your life are within the boundaries of your current ego circle. Any changes to that are classified as unsafe, because if you start doing things outside of what you currently do, your brain knows that that is going to change how you are. And it doesn't want that because that's unsafe. We don't know what the future of that is, which means it sits outside the comfort zone. So the ego is going to try and keep you stuck. The way it's going to keep you stuck is going to feel very normal. It's going to feel like it's just a regular, innocent little excuse, like, I'm so busy right now, I just don't have time to meal prep and exercise. That is actually your ego saying it is unsafe to change your habits to make it easy for you to meal prep and exercise in your daily routine. Because we don't know what sort of person you're going to become if you do reach these fitness goals you're aspiring to by meal prepping and exercising. So it's going to give you the most mundane excuse, like, I'm just too busy. Life's too chaotic right now. There might be a little bit of self-doubt that comes in and just goes, oh, you know what? I stuffed up again. What's the point? I'm never going to reach my goal. That's the ego keeping you safe, because you have that element of self-doubt there. So if you start going against that self-doubt and taking action anyway, your ego is going to go, oh, no, you're going to become a better version of yourself. And that's scary because that's unknown. Keep inside the comfort zone, please. So it might seem very innocent. It might seem like you're just saying, you know what? No, I actually am too busy. I am too busy for this. No, you're not. There are Olympians with four kids, multiple children, still manage to get up, train, and win gold medals. We all have the same 24 hours in the day. It's how you use them. And I'm going to be quite blunt with that, because it is, and you know it. You know it, but you're just not identifying the fact that it's literally your ego is just keeping you safe and stuck in that comfort zone. And it's coming up with the silliest little excuses that feel like typical everyday excuses. Like, I literally am too busy. It's like, no, you're not. Your ego just doesn't want you to become the version of yourself who isn't too busy and effortlessly fits these things into their life and has the results they want, because that's a different version of you to what you know yourself as now. It's a different version of yourself to what you've built up over many years. It's outside the comfort zone. So while you're sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, you know, okay, I get this. I hear it. Yep, I'm definitely just trying to stay safe in what I know. It's my ego is trying to rubber band me back into my comfort zone. As soon as I try to step out of it, you might be able to step out of your comfort zone for a little bit, but if you go out of it, if you step out of your comfort zone and you let that self-doubt come with you and you aren't prepared to keep walking through it anyway, your ego will rubber band you and slingshot you back into the comfort zone and you will fall off the wagon. But guess what? You get to keep trying again and again. There's no limit to the amount of times you can keep walking outside your comfort zone. And this, like I said before, your comfort zone is expandable. You can expand what is inside your comfort zone. How do you do that? How do you fix this problem? How do you stop your ego from holding you back from reaching your fitness goals? How do you finally reach your fitness goals without it feeling like a constant struggle? Without the self-sabotage. Two main ways. And girl, I hope by now you're starting to realize that you're not broken or just bad at staying consistent. I hope you're starting to realize that it's not your fault, that you just didn't understand that those innocent excuses were just your brain trying to keep you safe. But you can do this in a way that does feel safe. So the first thing is just realizing that it's the practice in the healthy actions that are going to get you to where you want to be. Think of it like this. Every time you do something that is scary, that is uncomfortable, it's outside the comfort zone when you start. But after a while, you keep doing it. You keep dipping your toe in that pool. It gets warmer. Every time you take a healthy action that scares you at the start, it feels hard at the start and you feel like, oh my God, this just isn't fitting into my lifestyle right now. I just can't do this. Every time you practice it, every time you try, you get better at it because you keep learning every single time, which means it becomes more and more familiar, which means it becomes more and more a part of your comfort zone, which means your comfort zone has then just expanded with you still inside it. So instead of looking at your fitness journey as I have to do all of the things all at once and it feels uncomfortable for a week, I can't do this, you haven't really practiced it enough for it to become comfortable. And you're not going to be able to do all of the things all at once. This is where girls fall off. This is where so many girls fall off. They see themselves make a mistake, or they see themselves come up with an excuse that they, or it might not even be a conscious excuse. It might literally just be that you think you're trying, but subconsciously your brain is going, you can't do this. This will never work. You don't have it in you because your ego is trying to keep you safe. And so instead of meal prep, you'll go, oh, nah, it's too bloody hard. I don't have time this week. I'll do it next week. Like the conscious intention is to try again, but subconsciously the brain is like, we're keeping her safe because we just made her give up. We just gave her this little inkling that it's too hard, and so she's not even going to try. Like your ego is winning if you let that happen. But if you break your health journey down into bite-sized pieces, little things at a time that you can just practice, and realize that it's actually an accumulation of continued practice of small healthy actions instead of nailing everything at once that actually gets you the results, the more often you can practice those little habits every single day, the more comfortable they feel. And they'll get comfortable one at a time. And before you know it, you've got this accumulation of healthy habits that are fitting more and more easily into your daily life because they're becoming a part of your identity and a part of your comfort zone. And the ego is expanding to encapsulate it. It's no longer unsafe for you to do those things. So they become so much more easier. And practice, you know, practice makes habits. Practice makes it easier for you to do things on autopilot. Like when I first started meal prepping, it was a mish. You know, like it took a minute for me to meal prep. Now I could throw together a day's worth of healthy eating in like 5 seconds. Honestly, it's like ridiculously easy. Like it's so autopilot for me now, and that's through practice. But if I had have thought that when I first started meal prepping, that's how hard it was going to be forever, I'd be like, sign me out. Like that's too much. It gets easier and faster every time you practice it. So reminding yourself that it's the practice that makes things become a part of your identity, doing them over and over again until they become comfortable. The more you do them, the easier they get. But you've got to give yourself time to get there. Break it down into small pieces that actually do fit into your lifestyle easily. Don't force yourself into friction by trying to upheave your entire lifestyle all at once. You know, first start with diet. I always say this, if you've got to break it down, start with diet, because that's going to get you the fastest results. Find the easiest way to just take the most action that you can, you know, like the smallest little thing will get you results. Even if it's just, you know, make sure you have a healthy lunch every day this week. You know, if that's where you've got to start there, then add another meal in and then another meal until a whole day worth of healthy eating is just who you are. You know, start small, let it become part of your identity in bite-sized pieces. And this is where a coach can come in handy, because they can actually help you work out what you should do and how to break it down into bite-sized pieces and how to fit it into your lifestyle. Because they can also come in with like a bird's eye view of your lifestyle and give you a different perspective that you might not have seen from the inside chaos, if that makes sense. So that's the first thing, practicing until these things become your new identity and your comfort zone expands to encapsulate them. And then they're just a part of your life, and being fit is effortless. But there's a flip side. There's also the other limiting beliefs. So we've talked about, you know, the habits side of things. Now we need to talk about the beliefs that you've formulated over your entire life, the limiting beliefs that are making you feel either unworthy of reaching your goal. And I have seen this a lot. A lot of girls I talk about self-sabotage because they'll try, but there's something deep inside them that makes them feel unworthy of actually being the healthiest version of themselves. And that could be something that happened to them in their childhood, anything. But if there's any sense of unworthiness of reaching your goal, of being that person, if there's any sense of self-doubt that you've actually got what it takes to reach it, to do what it takes to reach the goal or to do what it takes to maintain the goal, that'll hold you back. If there's any fear of what life might be like when you reach the goal, like are you scared that the people in your circle now are going to leave you if you start being healthy? Are you scared of, I don't know, you're just purely being scared of the unknown of what you are going to look like, who you're going to be, what your life is going to look like when you become this healthy version of yourself? If there's any fear around those things, they will hold you back as well, because they will come under the ego umbrella, because stepping out of the comfort zone against the fear of the feeling of unworthiness, stepping out of the comfort zone against the feeling of self-doubt, stepping out of the comfort zone out of the fear of what life will be like, that's all your ego is going to pull you right back in until you identify the root cause of whatever limiting belief it is that you have, or limiting beliefs if there's multiple, and actually reversing them. I do this with my girls all the time. This is a huge thing that I talk about and teach in Fit Girl Foundations. It's one of the main things we focus on in the first few weeks, but all of my one-to-one girls in particular and any of my membership girls who come to me with issues around this, I teach them and I talk them through any beliefs that they might have that are holding them back, and I help them reframe them. And it's through a process of identifying what the belief is, where it came from, and setting up new beliefs against that in your mind, and repeating those and leaning into those with certain techniques to stop them from holding you back, so that you can then step out and broaden that comfort zone into taking healthy actions and no longer be scared of getting healthy, no longer be scared of or doubting that you can do it, no longer being scared of what it's going to look like when you get there. Because there are so many different reasons to doubt and fear being healthy. There are so many causes, because it could literally be something your fourth grade teacher said to you that can trigger a feeling of unworthiness. Like, it's honestly anything. That's why it's so unique, and it really does kind of take speaking with a coach that knows what they're doing, to uncover that and then reverse it so that you can remove that limiting belief and move forward without it and stop struggling. But those are the two things: practicing the habits to make sure the habits and actions become a part of your identity and who you know yourself as, what you do, so that it's safe for you to do and you just keep doing it, it becomes a part of your daily routine. Practice. Not only does it help it become part of your identity, but repetition. Our brains love habits. They're energy savers. Like, if you think about it, if you had to meticulously think about every stroke when you're brushing your teeth, you'd be exhausted by the time you were done. So our brain creates habits to save energy. It's like our ability to do things on autopilot. So the more you practice something, the more it becomes autopilot, like a habit, which is exactly the same with healthy actions. Like, I don't even have to think about going to the gym. But when I first started, it was a whole ordeal. I was nervous all day. I'm like, oh my God, how's this workout going to feel? Is it going to burn? Whereas now I'm just like, I'll go to gym on my worst day, because it's so easy for me to do now. Everything gets like that, but it's practice. Creating habits, creating autopilot systems that are health related for you. And that's how it becomes effortless. The limiting beliefs. I think I was capping up. I got so into that last little point I was talking about. I think I was just recapping how you fix it. So the habits and then the mindsets. Those are the two things that you need to address to take control of your ego and get yourself into a position where you can expand your comfort zone so that it includes all of these healthy actions that are going to keep you fit. But at the end of the day, it's just about practice and repetition, breaking down your healthy habits to easy bite-sized pieces that you can do and build on it from there. Like, no one builds a whole house in one day. They start at the foundations and they build out bit by bit. What's achievable in one day, you know? So think of your health journey like that too. You're not expected to have the whole house built the minute you start a program. So that is basically it from me for this topic. I hope I have given you everything you need to understand. Please, as always, if there's any questions you've got off the back of this, anything that didn't make sense, anything that you want clarity on, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I've always got my DMs open. I'll drop the links to my Instagram and Facebook Messenger in the show notes, so you can just tap on one of those and go for gold. Or if you know what my handles are, you can find me and we'll have a chat and see what it is that's holding you back. And as I said at the start, I know a lot of you who are hanging off every word of this episode are at that point where you're ready to finally see change, and you're so sick of going around and around in circles and just falling off the wagon and not knowing why. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. I want you to feel comfortable to reach out to me and let's talk about seeing if I can help you get to where you want to be. Let's see if working with me as your coach can help you do that, because I know it can sound a little bit funny for me to sit here and talk about, you know, offering my coaching to support you through your journey because, oh, it's like salesy. I'm kind of at the point now where, like, I just want to be open and honest about the fact that I'm here to bloody help and serve you guys. I don't want to have to do a whole episode and then be like, oh, you know, like, I'm not going to say anything about my coaching because I don't want to sound salesy. I want you girls to know that I'm bloody frothing at the bit to help you thrive. You know, and I want to help you do it in a way that works best for you. And I want to help you uncover these limiting beliefs that are holding you back. You deserve to live your best life. You deserve to stop wasting time falling off the wagon and not understanding why. So if you're at that point and you're like, you know what, I'm done. I just want to see if MJ can help me with this. Just drop me a DM. If you're not sure what to say, just say fit. Just simply say fit. I know that's my key word for reaching out about coaching if you don't know what to say. And we'll find out what your struggles are, what your goals are, what's going to work best for you. And we'll find a strategy, make sure you and I are a good fit to work together, and we'll go from there. Cool. There's no harm in just chatting to at least see what's out there that can actually help you. And if I can't help you, I'll point you in the direction of someone who can, or that I really believe can. So yeah, don't hesitate to reach out, girls. I'm always open and here to help you, excited to help you. All right, I am going to leave it there for today's episode. As always, you girls know the drill. I would love it if you could share this episode with anyone who you think might benefit as well. Please don't keep it to yourself, because it's just little old me chilling here, working on this baby, trying to build it up and help as many girls as I possibly can with it. If you've got time, it would be amazing if you could go over to the platform you're listening on and leave a 5-star review, because that helps us get up in the ranks when people search for these kinds of podcasts. And that means more people are going to see us as well. So that would absolutely mean the world to me. And hey, take a screenshot, share it to your story, tag me. I love the feedback I get from you girls when you tell me that you're loving listening to me and telling me special episodes and certain things that you've really gained from listening to the podcast. So keep those coming too. All right, lovelies, I'll talk to you all in the next episode. Bye for now.